Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 4th. You'll be interested to know, today is Election Day. Each year, communities across the nation celebrate the chance to vote and shape our shared future with kindness, participation, and civic pride. Polling places open early so neighbors, families, and friends can gather peacefully to honor democracy and the responsibility of choosing leaders with hope and gratitude today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3 to 4+ feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning before shifting to fair by noon. Winds start offshore at 2 miles per hour, then switch to onshore at 5 miles per hour by midday. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6.5 feet, just before 7:30 a.m., followed by a -1-foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Wednesday, expect fair conditions with waves around 2 to 4 feet and light winds. Thursday sees a steady increase in size, reaching 4 to 6 feet, but conditions become choppy in the afternoon. By Friday, surf height peaks at 7 to 9 feet with clean conditions early, offering the best opportunity before winds pick up later. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:55, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning with mostly sunny skies and a high near 72, along with a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy drizzle and fog after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 56 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday starts with patchy drizzle and fog before 10 a.m., then turns mostly sunny, with highs near 71 and northwest winds near 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear nights and patchy fog return each night, with lows in the mid to upper 50s, while daytime highs rise to the mid-70s by Friday and Saturday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as Election Day approaches, Californians will decide on Proposition 50, which has seen unprecedented spending, with nearly $26 million devoted to ads and outreach efforts, surpassing any previous ballot measure in state history. Financed by nonprofits, political parties, and billionaire Tom Steyer, this independent effort aims to influence voter opinions on gerrymandering congressional districts. Flyers and digital ads have flooded the state, urging voters to either support or oppose the measure, while various political parties have reported independent expenditures, highlighting the significant national attention this election has garnered. In total, over $1 million has been spent by local parties and elected officials, reflecting the urgency and intensity of this election. Now on to sports. The city of Pasadena has filed a lawsuit against UCLA to enforce its lease for the Rose Bowl, which runs through June 30th, 2044. The lawsuit accuses UCLA of attempting to move football games to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, calling this a profound betrayal of trust. Pasadena officials state taxpayers have invested more than $150 million in stadium renovations. UCLA denies breaching the contract, asserting that discussions about relocation do not violate the lease. The lawsuit seeks a court order to require UCLA to honor its lease, which officials claim is crucial for the community's economic health. Experts suggest the involvement of a government entity complicates potential negotiations. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Arizona Cardinals with a final score of 27-17. The Cowboys' offense struggled throughout, failing to score a touchdown until the fourth quarter, while the Cardinals, led by Jacoby Brissett, capitalized on their opportunities. Despite being ranked 21st in yards allowed, Arizona's defense limited Dak Prescott and his team significantly. The Cowboys fell to a record of 3 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie, diminishing their playoff hopes. In local sports, San Diego SC hosts the Portland Timbers on Sunday in the Audi 2025 Major League Soccer Cup playoffs, as Game 3 decides who advances from their Western Conference Round 1 Best of 3 series. The match will be available to watch and stream on MLS Season Pass through Apple TV. Kickoff is scheduled for Sunday, November 9th at 6 Pacific Time at Snapdragon Stadium. San Diego earned a 2-1 victory in Game 1, but Portland leveled the series with a 3-2 win in penalties after a 2-2 draw in Game 2. The series winner will face Minnesota United Football Club or Seattle Sounders Football Club in the Western Conference semifinals, held November 22nd to 23rd. In top news, Republicans hold a 219-213 majority in the House, but they could secure more seats if reapportionments favor them. Both parties are engaged in a fierce battle in legislatures and courts over redistricting ahead of the 2026 elections. Mid-decade reapportionments have been triggered by demands from Donald Trump for more Republican districts, combined with changing legal frameworks around partisan gerrymandering. As states push for redistricting, Texas aims for 5 additional seats for Republicans, while California seeks to gain 5 seats for Democrats. This high-stakes political maneuvering highlights the critical nature of upcoming legislative sessions. In business news, the fight over credit scores has escalated into a war among key players in the finance industry. For years, the FICO score has determined access to mortgages, car loans, and credit cards. Now, a $10 fee has ignited fierce competition between Fair Isaac, the creator of the FICO score, and 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. These companies are advocating for their alternative score, VantageScore, which claims to enhance credit access. As tensions rise, experts warn that this battle could impact American taxpayers and the financial landscape significantly. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $107,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $3,600. And XRP is down 3% to $2.35. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Big banks are entering this stablecoin era by allowing international payments through Zelle. This initiative aims to help users transfer money across borders, with service available to any bank within the Zelle network. Stablecoins are digital currencies linked to fiat currencies, such as the US dollar, and are designed to maintain a consistent value. President Trump signed a bill in July to provide oversight for stablecoins, encouraging companies like Walmart and Amazon.com to explore their own coins. Currently, stablecoins primarily facilitate the buying and selling of other cryptocurrencies. And in entertainment news, Google has declined Disney's request to restore ABC to YouTube TV for election night coverage, instead proposing to let users watch ESPN and ABC as negotiations continue. This disagreement marks the fifth day of the blackout of Disney networks on YouTube TV due to a fee dispute. Disney requested that Google provide ABC on November 4th, but Google suggested that restoring both ABC and ESPN would better serve customers. Disney's networks went dark after their prior agreement expired on October 30th at midnight Eastern Time, with Google claiming Disney has demanded an unprecedented fee increase. Disney contends that Google refuses to pay fair rates for its channels. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Hunter S. Thompson. And he said, "Freedom is something that dies unless it's used." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.